From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. An international human rights group accused the United States and its allies of showing little regard for civilians' lives while attacking the Syrian city that was once the de facto capital of the Islamic State extremist group on Tuesday. AP correspondent Philip Issa reports the American military says the report is inaccurate and that they did everything they could to protect civilian lives.
They said that given the way that the Islamic State was fighting, it was inevitable that there were going to be casualties. But according to them, there were only 32 casualties, according to their own investigation, during this four-month campaign. Other groups say that that number is entirely too low. The Amnesty International report simply says that there were hundreds of civilian casualties.
Amnesty International said the U.S.-led coalition's 2017 assault on Raqqa killed hundreds of civilians and reduced sections of the city to rubble. The United Nations called on the United States Tuesday to stop detaining irregular migrant families and separating children at the southern border, saying it contravened the law.
There is nothing normal about detaining children. As I said, detention is never in the best interest of the child and always constitutes a child rights violation.
The UN said most crossing the U.S. southern border are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where rampant violence would give them the right to international protection. Pope Francis is mourning the victims of Guatemala's volcano of fire eruption and sending his prayers for the families and to the rescue crews trying to help survivors. Guatemalan authorities have put the death toll at 69, but officials said only 17 bodies have been identified because most were burned or damaged and are unrecognizable. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is taking another swipe at his attorney general in his latest bid to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president tweets, "The Russian witch hunt hoax continues, all because Jeff Sessions didn't tell me he was going to recuse himself. I would have quickly picked someone else." Earlier this morning, the president said he wants to know why an internal Justice Department probe into Hillary Clinton's email server is taking so long, saying he hopes any findings are not watered down because there are so many horrible things to tell. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Reuters' Emily Wither reports around 2,000 Jordanians continue to protest near the prime ministry in Amman over new income tax law despite the resignation of the prime minister.
Jordan's king had hoped replacing the country's prime minister would stop this. But the unrest continued in the kingdom's capital, Amman, after King Abdullah appointed Omar al-Razaz, the former World Bank economist, to form a new government. The key U.S. ally is usually an oasis of calm in a troubled region, but these protests are the biggest in years. Prime Minister Hani al-Mulki resigned amid widespread anger over tax hikes driven by the International Monetary Fund.
That was Reuters' Emily Wither. Australian regulators have charged ANZ Bank with criminal cartel offenses over a nearly $2 billion stock issue. Reuters' Ed Giles has the details.
Australia's competition regulator laid criminal cartel charges against three big banks on Tuesday. ANZ Bank, a local unit of Citigroup and Deutsche Bank were all named by the regulator. It's one of Australia's biggest cases of alleged white-collar crime. The charges relate to the sale of nearly $2 billion worth of ANZ shares in 2015. In addition to the banks themselves, criminal charges have also been laid against six executives.
That was Reuters' Ed Giles. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday his country will not allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei declared the day before yesterday that his intention is to destroy the state of Israel. Yesterday he explained how he will do it, with unlimited enrichment of uranium to produce an arsenal of nuclear weapons. We are not surprised. We will not allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon.
Netanyahu's statement comes after Iran informed the United Nations nuclear watchdog that it will increase its nuclear enrichment capacity within the limits set by the 2015 nuclear agreement. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.